today.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Sometimes you gotta work your way through that thing. Amen. Amen. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. For saving me. Somebody say, I know it was nobody but the Lord that has brought me this far. Amen. Somebody say, it was nobody but the Lord. Amen. That brought me this far. Amen. Look at somebody. Now, I don't look like. Amen. But I've been through. Amen. God has brought me from a what? A mighty, mighty, mighty long way. Amen. God has helped me through dangerous things and unseen. Amen. He's been my savior. He's been my rock. He's been there every step of the way. Amen. Has anybody got a testimony today that God is good and greatly to be praised? Has anybody got a testimony today? Amen. That if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Anybody got a testimony today, amen, that nobody did it but God? Look at somebody and say, God did it. God did it. And if it needs to be done, done, do it again, amen. Look at somebody and say, won't he do it? Won't he do it, amen. Thank you, God. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. The choir says, the praise thing says, Lord, I love you more than anything, amen. See, some of us have tried some stuff, amen. Some of us have tried some fake love. Some of us have tried some temporary conditional love, amen. But if you try the love of Jesus, amen, it's unconditional, amen. In other words, when you ain't loving it, God still loves you. But you can act it up. Somebody say, I can act up every now and then, amen. He still loves you. Hallelujah, amen. What kind of love is that? That God will love you even when you ain't got no act right. Amen. Amen. You ain't got no act right. Amen. And he still loves you. Amen. See, he ain't all that. See, that's why we gotta praise God. Amen. Because we ain't all of that. Amen. Everybody down there and here, we ain't got no act right. Amen. Some of you ain't no act right this week. But God's grace and his mercy and his love, amen. Well, they're to hold me through, but I ain't got no act right.
All right.
Come on, man. Have I got a witness, amen? Come on, let's give God some praise. Act like they didn't have an act right all their life, amen. Come on, man. We go outside today, amen, and act up, amen, in a second, amen. Amen. May God help me. Give me some grace and some mercy. Thank God for his grace and his mercy and his love for us, the love that surpasses all understanding. Amen. And so we give God the glory this morning. We want to invite the Lord into this place this morning. We're going to open up with our 24th song. You guys have been getting excited about the 24th song. You're starting to understand spiritually what we come together to do. We don't come for any fashion, form, or show, but we come to get spiritually in tune with God, amen? We come and get in tune with him, amen? We come to, amen, be in his presence, amen, to have him in us and us in him, amen, to dwell richly in him, to be able to get to a place, amen, where we can come to God and God can minister to us, amen? And then once God finished ministering to us, we can minister to each other, amen?
Amen.
The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty. I like that. Good God, yes. Lord, yes. Lord, help her. Yes. The Lord, what? Strong and mighty. Yes. The Lord, what? Mighty and battle. Yes. How do you know the Lord will fight your battle?
Yes, he will.
Huh? And he ain't just going to fight it with a little bit of something. He's going to fight it. He's strong and mighty. In other words, the Lord will take care of it.
Yes,
strong and mighty. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Even lift him up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, what, shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Yes, he is.
The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. Keep silence. Keep silence. Keep silence before him. Then I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to come and lead us in prayer this morning.
Let us pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we bow, oh God, this morning, oh God, with grateful and thankful hearts this morning, God. Thank you for allowing us to gather together on another communion Sunday, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, we come, oh God, today, oh God, with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips, oh God. But with the fruit of our lips, we will praise thee. We will magnify your name and glorify your name. God, you have been good to us, Father. And so, Father, we are so grateful this morning, Father God, for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in all of our lives, Father God. We thank you for this branch of Zion called Heart of God Baptist Church. We thank you for our pastor, First Lady, oh God, and this entire church family, oh God. We pray your blessings, oh God, continuously, oh God, upon us this morning, oh God. Oh God, we pray, oh God, for our communities this morning. We pray for other churches and other pastors this morning. Yes. Oh God, we pray, oh God, this morning, oh God, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us, continue to give us the strength and the stamina and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in you, because it is in you, oh God, that we live and we move and we have our very being, Father. And so we're so grateful, Father, this morning. We ask that you will touch the hearts of mankind this morning, Father God, that you would strengthen them, that you would be with them, Father God, that you, oh God, would allow your healing virtues to flow, oh God, wherever they need to flow this morning, Father God. We ask that you would allow them to do so, oh God. And Father God, we pray, oh God, this morning, oh God, for our nation, oh God. We pray, oh God, this morning, Father God, for our senior citizens this morning. We pray, oh God, this morning, for our children and all the students, oh God. We pray for all the teachers and the administrators, oh God, as the students have gone back to school, some of them, and some of them are getting ready to go back to school tomorrow, God. We ask that you would put a hedge of protection around them, Father God, and keep them covered, Father God, as only you can, Father God. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity, Father, that you've allowed us to come and to have a talk with you, for we know that just a little talk with you will make everything all right, Father God. And so, Father, we come, oh God, on today to worship and to praise you, oh God, because you have been so good to us, Father God. You have kept us down through the years, Father God. You have healed our bodies, our minds, and our spirits, oh God. You have just been there for us, Father God, and we are so grateful, Father God. And so we say hallelujah to your name today. We say glory be to God to your name today, because you're worthy, Father God, to be praised, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God, and we just ask that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness and that you would make us pure vessels to be used by you anywhere, any place, and any time, Father God, that you would use us mightily in your service for kingdom building, Father God. And we will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these things
In the precious name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
That's all right. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank Reverend Sykes for that prayer, man. That was a prayer, man. Something that we all need, man. And many times we're praying a lot of times during the day, and a lot of times we don't even know we're praying.
That's true.
We call it talking to the Lord.
Yes.
We talk to the Lord all day long. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Sometimes, amen, we talk a little more than others. Amen. Amen. Sometimes you got to learn how to keep your mouth closed and pray.
That's right. Amen. Say that again.
Did somebody hear that this
yes,
morning?
Sir. Say that again.
Sometimes you got to keep your mouth closed and pray.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen. Especially when you're around certain kind of folks.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you got to keep your mouth closed and pray.
Yes,
anybody ever had to do that? Amen.
Yes,
where you don't even open your mouth, you can't even change your facial expression. Amen. You can't blink too fast, you can't sigh, you can't inhale, because it might be misinterpreted. Amen. Amen. But if you stay quiet, amen, one of our members, amen, she said silence can't be misspoken. Amen. That's the DOJ stuff that she blends in with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. See, silence can't be misquoted, but if you roll your eyes and you smack your lips or you sigh, amen. See, that can be interpreted as something. Amen.
That's right.
But see, you got to learn to pray, Lord have mercy, with your mouth closed, amen, and your face, amen, and stay on Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. And see, in that way, amen, the Spirit, amen, is giving you the ability, amen, not to knock somebody's block off. Amen. What you have to learn to do in that Psalm 24, when he said the Lord strong and mighty.
Yes, yes,
Lord
yes,
mighty
yes,
in battle. Yes, yes. See, when you understand that God don't need you knocking nobody's block off. Am I going to hear this? Amen, amen.
Things
come to get Jesus. Yeah. Cut the man's ear off. Hold on, Peter.
That's right.
Put his ear up. Put it back on the face.
That's right.
Amen. God don't need our power.
Right.
Amen. God is the one that's strong and mighty,
yeah.
Mighty in battle.
Yeah.
He said, they can't do nothing to me. Not let I let them do it. He said, you can't take my life. I willingly want to lay it down. What kind of God do we serve? Amen. Amen. Put your knife up. Amen. Come on. Now I got all these hustlers out here shooting each other. Over nothing, over nothing, over nothing. Stand on the word of God. Amen. Let God fight your battle. You ain't got to carry no AK, no AR. You ain't got to carry no semi. You ain't got to carry no revolver. Come on now. If you got the Lord fighting your battle. But see, the problem is, oh, Lord. Man, the problem is they ain't never been to that old rugged cross.
All right,
man. You ain't never been to that old rugged cross, amen? And you never been to that fountain filled with blood. Lord have mercy. I don't know which one to sing this more. I might sing them both. Number 96 is the old rugged cross, and number 84 is there's a fountain. Lord have mercy. I'm going to just read some of it, amen. We might blend them together, amen. Let me read number 84. Number 84, Lord have mercy. It says, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from what? Emmanuel's veins.
Yeah.
And it says, and sinners, what? Plunge, what? Beneath that blood. Lose all their, what? Guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunge beneath that flood. Lose all their what? Guilty stains. In other words, these folks out here shooting each other. Shooting and missing and killing babies.
Mm.
Innocent bystanders, amen. Because they don't know about this Lord who is strong and mighty.
Yeah.
Mighty in battle. You can carry a gun and somebody got a bigger gun than you. You can carry a full clip, two, three clips, and somebody got four, five, six clips. Lord have mercy. You can get mad because you lost and didn't win and they ain't doing it your way and shoot up the whole place. Amen. But there's somebody, come on now, that's stronger and mightier than you.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Then if you go to number 96, Lord have mercy. This is an oldie but goodie stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it on a hill?
Come on.
Far away.
Yes.
Stepping old.
Come on.
Rugged cross.
Yeah.
The emblem of suffering and what? Shame. And I love what? That old cross. Where the what? Dearest and best for a world of what? Lost sinners was slain.
Yeah.
Dr. Lindsay said, so I carry the old what? Rugged cross.
Yeah.
Till my trophies and last what? I lay down. I will what? Cling to the old rugged cross and exchange them what? Someday for a crown. See, that's the problem. The problem is somebody ain't never been to that fountain filled with blood. The problem is someone ain't never been to that old rugged cross. And when you ain't been to that fountain filled with blood where sinners lose their guilt and stain, and you've never been to the old rugged cross, amen, where a world of lost sinners, Jesus was slain, then you scared and feel like you got to carry all this firepower around you. Am I going to win? On that verse, folks killing and shooting and killing and doing all kind of crazy stuff, amen, because they scared, amen, somebody going to kill me. Have I got a witness? Huh? Have I got a witness? Not realizing, amen, they just is scared of you. Oh, have mercy. So we got to get to the cross. We're going to sing this one, Doctor. We're going to sing this one, amen. At the cross, at the cross. Number 79, that's what we're going to sing today, amen. Amen. And when we sing that, amen, we can realize that, thank you, God, I was able to get that fountain filled with blessings. Thank you, God, that I can remember on a hill far away, amen, stood an old rugged cross. Amen. I can remember, amen, that it was at the cross of Jesus, amen, where my soul, my sins rolled away. It was there by what? Faith. I received my God. So what is the type? The type is understanding, amen, who Jesus is and what Jesus has done to save your soul. And by faith you can receive it and you have a blessed assurance that you can stand on the promises of God and no matter what the world has, if God be what? For you, he's more than the whole world what? Against you.
That's right.
Amen. We're more than what? Conquerors in what? Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And that 24 stars, the Lord strong and mighty.
Yeah.
The Lord mighty in battle.
Yeah.
Vengeance is mine, saith what? The Lord. I'll do the repent. Amen. Pick up the man's ear, Peter. Put your knife up. Amen. No man takes my life, but I willingly lay it down. That's the kind of power that God has. And so when we understand that, then we can understand I got that power because I'm in Jesus and Jesus is in me.
Right.
And I can sing at the cross, at the cross. Let us sing that together.
And did my Savior bleed and did my sorrow die? Would he that sacred hand for such a work as I.
Come on, sing it like you know it.
At the cross, where I first saw life, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for Christ that I have done? He groaned upon the tree.
amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. In the death I faith, I received my fight, and now I am happy all the day. Well, my the sun in darkness high and shut his glories in. When Christ the mighty maker died for man the creature's sin. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. In my death, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. But drops of grief, but drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. Come on, do it like you're the country. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. In the death I faith, I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Come on now. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all day. Dr. Stike, say one more time, pass your foot. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Come on, let's give God your praise, amen. Have you ever been to the cross? Have you ever been to the mountain that was filled with blood? It flows from Emmanuel's vein. Have you ever been to the cross, amen, where you put your sin there and got washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you ever been to the hill that's far away, amen, where the old rugged cross came? Have you ever been at the cross, amen, where God looked past your faults and saw your needs? Have you ever been to the cross that by faith you received your sight? Somebody said, I was once was blind, but now I see. Once was lost, but now I'm found. At the cross. Somebody said he cleaned me up on the inside. Somebody said he washed away my sin. Somebody said it was the blood. That's what's wrong. That's what's missing with these folks. They're shilling and shedding blood in the street. They ain't never been to the fountain that's filled with blood. They ain't never been to the hill far away. They ain't never been to the cross where you received your sight. They ain't never been there where the sin got if they understood that power, they lay down and wept. They pick up their prayer.
Amen.
They love one another.
Amen.
They understood what God said. Amen. Don't kill nobody.
Amen.
Don't steal from nobody.
Amen.
He said the Ten Commandments hang on these two right here. These two commands. He said, love me with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And love your neighbor.
Amen.
Like yourself. Amen. That's what he said it's all about. It ain't about all these guns. It ain't about all this violence. It ain't all this killing and war. It's about loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
But you got to go to the fountain.
Yes.
Deal with blood.
Yes.
You got to go to that hill far away.
Yes.
Where that old rugged cross is. And then at the cross,
amen,
you can get your guilt and stain washed away. But we got to keep preaching. You gotta keep teaching, amen. But well, see, don't nobody want to hear that cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. That tells you you ain't all that and you ain't got no act right. See, everybody think they got act right, amen. God said you ain't got no act right. You need to get some blood. You need to be washed in the blood, daughter. You need to be cleansed on the inside, outside. You need to have this thing turned around in your life so you ain't got to fear no man, amen. That's the reason why Jokers are carrying 100 rounds of ammo. That's the reason because they fear. Oh, they're going to get you before you get me.
Right.
But where the folk in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're worse. Oh, we hear every night and every day. Amen. This one got killed. This mass shooter. Kids going back to school. They got to do mass shooter. Amen. Drives, the training, amen. They got to do active shooter training, amen. You got to board up and find safe rooms, amen, because you got a 18-year-old kid, amen, with 1,000 rounds of ammunition going to a school where ain't nobody there but teaches a kid. Somebody said something or told them something that they ain't like. Back in the day, we used to fist fight.
Yes, we did.
We used to talk about off the bus. Off the bus, when we rode the cheese bus, off the bus, off the bus, quack, 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 quack. Next thing you know, we buddy and pals, amen, going to each other's house. Amen. Ain't nobody pulling out no heavy armor, amen. But we got to understand it's the church that needs to get right.
Amen.
We can talk a little bit from Revelation later on, but it's the church.
Mm.
God talked about seven churches in Revelation. The church, amen, needs to get right and go tell this story.
Yeah.
We need to learn hymn 79, hymn 84, hymn number 96. Amen? You know, but what you talking about? Hymn 79, at the cross. Hymn 84, amen. The fountain, amen, and hymn number 96, amen, the old rugged cross, amen.
Yeah.
We need to go tell them that, amen. All they hear is, hey, man, they need to shoot, man. Oh, no, man, they ain't taking me out like that, man. I'm going to get locked and loaded, man. I'm going to have mine right here with me, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Somebody come by and look at you wrong. Everybody, can't even shoot straight. They look like TV shooting sideways, amen. You're going to hear something shoot sideways. It look good on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Bullets going all over there. But you need to understand, these are the songs. This is what the church taught for years and years and years. We sang these songs. We dropped drugs. Anybody got drugs at church?
Yeah.
I'm talking about drugs at church. Amen. Wait, what my mama used to say, you can stay as long as you want. You're going to get your behind up. You ain't going to church.
She meant that too. For real,
black. That's it. You say it all you want. Amen. Big water gum in your mouth smelling like liquor. Think the gum go cover it up.
Yep.
Preaching, you can't even speak straight.
That's right.
Deacon praying, you trying to get some sleep.
Yep.
But you're going to have your behind. Head talking. Boom. When we gonna get out of here? Amen. But they were singing, at the cross. Amen. And this is how you time you were born up, listen, you were straightened up. And the record declares if you train them up in the way they should go, when they get old, what? They won't depart. Lord have mercy. That's what we have to do, church. We got to get to a place where the church gets right. And that's what the church is supposed to do. Amen? We can't point the finger at everybody else.
That's right.
Amen? We got to point the finger at us. Amen? So we got to go out and spread this good news and tell somebody about 79, 84, 96. Amen? Tell them, amen. Dude, you got to get to that cross.
Yeah.
You got to get to that fountain filled with blood. You got to get to that hill far away. Amen? That will clean you up. And then you got to learn that Psalm 24 about the Lord that is strong and mighty, the Lord that is mighty in battle, that will fight your battle. That never sleeps, that never slumbers.
That's right.
Amen. That will never turn away a broken spirit and a contrite heart.
Mm.
This is the God that we need to be telling people about. But you got too many fake churches, Lord, I'm burning them all. Fake preachers, Lord, I'm burning them all. Pimping the what? The gospel. Amen. 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 Tell them name it and claim it, Lord have mercy. But we're going to go through the word. Amen. And we're going to see what the Spirit says to the church. Amen. Not what the pastor said to the church.
That's right.
But what the Spirit says to the church. See, we looking for Jesus to crack the sky and call us all home. He talking about God. This thing right. Lord have mercy. He said, I'm coming quickly. Amen. But y'all gonna get right. Look at somebody and say, the church gotta get right. Before Jesus calls us home. Am I gonna win? Look at somebody and say, it's tight but it's right. Church gotta get right. We talking about, come on, Jesus, come on back. Jesus like, nah, not yet. Listen to what the Spirit said to the church. Amen. He admonished the church. That's what? The Spirit of God admonished what? The church. Amen. I think it was one church. Amen. That he eased up on. Didn't have any recommendations. Amen. But the rest of them, he put it to them. Ooh. See, the problem is we don't want no correct criticism. I don't want no corrective criticism. Amen. But you want to look at everybody and say, at least I ain't bad as them. Okay. And blood in that fountain died for all of that. Big and what? Small. Amen. I think I have another word of prayer on Dr. Lindsay that you come and lead us in prayer this morning.
O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory upon the heavens. Father God, we come this morning with grateful and thankful hearts. Come, O God, thanking you and praising you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Because this is the day that thou hast made, and we will rejoice in it and be blessed. We thank you, Father, for grace and mercy that touched us. And, oh, God, you started us on our way in spite of what we feel like or look like this morning.
Yeah.
You are faithful, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for the hand of protection that watched over us all night long. We thank you, Father, that when we got up this morning, we were in our right mind. Only because of you, Father God, not because of nothing that we done on our own. So we want to praise you. We want to say hallelujah to you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just thank you for just being God and God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us one more chance and one more opportunity to get to your house of worship. We thank you, Father, for this communion Sunday. We thank you, Father God. We thank you because you loved us enough that you sent your darling son, Jesus, as the sacrificial lamb.
And we thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, for dying for our sins.
Yes.
Because we all have sinned and come short of your glory.
Uh-huh.
And we thank you because the verdict would be justice, oh God. None of us could stand before you this morning. But we thank you, Father, that you look beyond our faults and you saw that we needed a Savior.
Yeah.
We needed some righteousness and we needed some cleansing, oh God. We needed some salvation, Father God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord Jesus. And Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that as you look on every heart, oh God, that Father God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, Father, we pray that you would wash us, clean us, and sanctify us. And then, oh God, when you finish with us, Lord Jesus, just continue to put more of your love in us, more of your Holy Spirit, and more of your compassion. Father God, that it will be less and less of us, and more and more you, oh Jesus, that we'll be able to do your work, Father. We thank you this morning. And Father God, I pray that you will look on your man servant this morning. Continue to strengthen him. Oh God, if he prepares to break the word of life to us today. Father God, I pray, look on our hearts. Oh, Father God, open them up, Lord Jesus. Look on our ears and let us have listening ears that we might be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Because, Father God, we need your strength. We need your healing. We need your forgiveness. But most of all, we need your direction. So, Lord Jesus, guide us through your word, Father. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, we pray, Father God, that your word, Father God, will not only cleanse us, but convict us, oh God, and show us that we need to do, Father.
Yes.
Oh God, because we want to be ready when you come back.
Hello.
But you are coming back.
Yes.
So we pray, oh God, help us to be that church, oh God.
Yes.
A church without a spot or a wrinkle, oh God. But Father God, sometimes we don't get it right down here. So we need more and more of your grace, Father. And we thank you. We thank you for this communion Sunday. We thank you, Father God, because every time we partake, we are reminded. We are reminded of your love. We are reminded of your forgiveness. We are reminded of what you've done for us on Calvary Cross. And so, oh God, as we partake, let us share with somebody else and let them know that you are a God that's been hiding. You look low. And that you have the same mercy unto them. Oh, God, we thank you today. And then, Father God, we pray that you look on First Lady in a special manner. Bless her this week, oh, God, as she go out to school, Father God. Father God, I pray that you will bless her going out and her coming in. And, oh, God, bless her classroom and bless her students, oh, God. And, Father God, not only her, but every teacher, oh, God, every student and every parent and every God. Bus drivers and school administrators. Oh, God, be with our children this week, Jesus. You, Father God, I pray that your blood covering will be over this, Father God. And, Father God, that you will meet your needs. Some need food, some need clothing, some need shelter. Some of them, Father God, just need a father and a mother. And, oh, God, I pray that you will meet your needs this week, oh, God. Father God, that you will send compassion teachers and caregivers to them, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on this church, this brand of Zion that you have sent here. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for how you kept us and how you brought us through. And you will continue to keep us going, oh God. Father God, we're going to praise you and give you the glory. Because only you and you alone have done these things, and we are grateful. We are grateful for everything that you've done for us, and we don't take it for granted, because you didn't have to let us have these things, Father. Not that we worthy, oh God, but because you love us, and we thank you again. And then, Father God, not only do we pray for this branch of Zion, but we pray for churches throughout the nation that are teaching and preaching righteousness in your name. We pray for all your pastors and all your servants, leaders. And Father God, we pray for those that are sick and shut in this morning, those that are in hospitals and homes and nursing homes. We pray that you will touch and heal. And then look on the Reedy families, oh God, that you will be a comfort unto them. Remember the Turner and the Parker family as they prepare to bury their mother and mother-in-law at 12 noon. Comfort that family and be with them, oh God.
They got strength that they need. And Father God, we pray that you look on mankind this morning. Father God, there's much turmoil in our country, but you are the answer. So help us, Lord Jesus, to spread the answer, to pray and to, Lord Jesus, share your goodness with others. And Father God, we thank you, we love you, and we give you the glory for everything that you have done, because you've been mighty good unto us. And we thank you, Father God, for these many blessings. In your darling Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, amen. Prayer, amen. Praying so much for our communities, those that are in our churches, desperately needed, amen, that we recognize, amen, that God wasn't playing. He's talking about love him and love your neighbor. Amen. And we suffer the consequences. We don't love God. We don't love our neighbor.
Amen.
The record declares, how can you say that you love God? Mm-hmm. And you
don't
and hate your neighbor. It's the earth day. The kids are earth day.
Amen.
It doesn't add up. Amen. And we as a church, we've got to be the catalyst. Amen. As all these children are going back to school and all of them are gathered, and it's like sitting ducks. But we don't have enough folk. We don't have enough folk loving on each other. Everybody got their thing. They're gonna do it their way. They don't go their way. They bad. They ready to fight. They ready to stand. Shoot. They ready to keep them. And what's the church though?
Uh-oh.
We point the finger. See that? That's pretty good over there.
See.
Right? If I want to look at a couple of things. Revelation, book of Revelation. And we're going to see what God says. Church. See what the Spirit of God says to the church. Church of the Laodicea. These folks swore they had it going on. See, the church swore that they got it going on. Amen. Can't tell them what? Nothing. Ain't doing what?
Nothing.
Because they already got it what? You ever seen someone like that? Well, you couldn't tell them nothing. You couldn't tell them nothing. You make one little suggestion. But a church like that makes God sick. Look at somebody say, God is sick and tired of church. I'm ready to walk out the door.
Wow.
How in the world, the church that God established when he talked to Peter, Dr. Saint, he said, who do men say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ. No, so he said, some of Jonah, some of Elijah, one of the prophets. He said, but who do you say I am, Peter? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Simon by Jonah, blessed are you because flesh and blood has revealed that to you. He said, but the Spirit has revealed that to you, and upon this rock, I will build what?
My
church. But see, the problem is, we think it what? Our church.
Yeah.
Got it going what? Got it going on. Right? He said, upon this rock, I'll build what? My church. That's where God got this thing. So let's look what he thought. See, this is a child out of pastor. See? This special revelation from the Spirit. The Spirit says, look, God is coming back, but he said, the church has got to get it together.
Yeah.
Amen? In other words, you can't get to glory until you get it right. Yeah, that's gonna get right, church, and let's go home.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nobody going home till we get it right.
Right.
You ever been in one of them long meetings and you ready to go home? They talk, wah, 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 wah. They roll your eyes and sound like peanuts. You know, the peanuts. Hey, man, where they got the adults talk, right? So, in Revelation, the third chapter, verse 14, God is talking to one of these seven churches. He says, and unto the angel of the church of the Laodicea, he said, write these things, said, amen. See, God is so cool. He's so awesome, amen. He said, amen, before he even saved. Dr. Dice, amen. Before he even says it, amen. He's already said amen. You know how we say amen in our prayer.
Uh-huh.
And before he even says it, he said what? Amen. That's just swag. We are swag. Say amen. In other words, God knows the beginning and the end at the same time. So even before he says it, he just says amen. And so the writer, he says, and to the angel of the church of the living sea, and write these things, says the amen.
Mm-hmm.
The faithful what? And true witness.
Yeah.
The beginning of the what? Creation of God. In other words, he's saying, we get this with somebody heavy. This is a heavy, heavy hitter. This is the one that was the creator of heaven. This is the one that's faithful and true. Everybody else is a liar but him. So in other words, when God speaks, amen. We ain't got to worry about no EF. Remember that back in the day, amen?
Yeah.
EF, they ain't worried about no EF. He put the E and the F in the hut. So he says in verse 15, I know thou works, verse 15, that thou art neither what? Cold nor hot. He said, how would thou were cold what? Oh, hot. Right? In other words, he said, stop being wishy-washy. Church is wishy-washy. He said, so then because thou art what? Lukewarm. 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 Anybody like a hot cup of coffee?
Hot cup of coffee.
Anybody like cold glass of water?
Cold
water. Don't nobody want no lukewarm water. You want it cold or you want it what? Hot coffee and cold water. You don't want no lukewarm water. But he says in verse 16, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither what? Cold nor hot, he said, I will spew thee out of what? My mouth. Church that made God sick. He's sick and tired of the what? Because we're not either hot nor cold. But we won't be lukewarm. We won't dabble in a little bit in, right? And we won't dabble in a little bit out. We won't, and see the problem is we won't go along with this, right? As long as they say no, like, we go along with that. But then when it swing the other way, we gonna go over here. We gonna say we gonna do so. We're not standing on the word that you faithful with. We're not standing on the word of God because standing on the word of God is not popular, and the church has become a popularity. Please. Amen. And we have a popularity contest, amen. We don't have a standing on the word and the promises of God. We want to be popular, amen. It's not popular, amen, to say God is the true and the living God.
Mm.
We want to have all kind of God.
Mm.
We want the tree God. We got this new rocket they're gonna send us to Mars, will it? Amen. It's the twin, amen, Artemis. Amen. We studied in a Bible study about the two goddesses. Amen. The two daughters. So back in the 70s, amen, they sent up Apollo. Now they're going to send up Artemis. Amen. And they're going to get to the moon and then go to the moon and go to Mars. They're going to find out where God is. Amen. But God put our behind what? On the earth. God made our behinds from the dust of the what? And then body is going back to the what? Dust from whence it what? Came from.
Yeah.
Look at somebody say, you're dirty, you're going back to the dust. Don't believe me? Look at this white shirt. When I take this white shirt off, if I go to Washington, my wife go to Washington, it's going to have ring around the what? God. Because it's what? Dirt. Am I going to win? And so we say, all right, I'm lukewarm. I'm lukewarm. I can deal with that. Then God goes a little deeper. He can't say amen, say ouch. He's going to dig a little deeper. You ready? You sure you ready? Verse 17, he said, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of what? Nothing.
Wow.
We don't need nothing. We don't need no God. Because I'm rich. And knowest not that thou art what? Can I see you wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? But you say, I'm increased with riches and good, got it going on. Anybody would see somebody walking when they got toilet paper hanging from the shoe? Toilet paper hanging from the shoe, you got it good, you got it.
Come on.
Amen. Toilet paper hanging from the shoe. Anybody ever talk to somebody had a booger hanging somewhere on their face? And they ask all the time, just, and you trying to get their attention, that's, forget it, man, go ahead, you know. God said, you think you got it all, but look, Sister Renee, look what he says about the church. He ain't talking about the man in the world. He's talking about the church. He said, this is what the church looks like to me. Mm. He says, what does he say? He says, you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, what? And naked. That's a bad situation for the church. And the world, Dr. Harris, are we going to minister to the world if we miserable, poor, blind, and naked? How, Dr. Harris, how are we going to do it? We can't do it. Amen. Then people look at us and say, you a wretch, blind, naked, and then there's some cuss words in it too. Poor. And miserable. Ain't nothing like a miserable Christian.
Come on, man.
Trying to minister to somebody because you think you got it, what's going on.
Yeah. Come on.
And we wonder why the world is acting up. Because we blind, miserable, poor, and wretched, and naked. Jesus said, y'all talking about y'all ready to go home. He said, well, y'all ain't right. Amen. He said, I counsel thee. This is what it means. This is what you need to take part of. Verse 18. I counsel thee to find me. In other words, he said, you need me to get right. You ever been in here by now? I'm going to the church and I'll get right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anybody ever say that?
Yeah.
As soon as I get myself together, I'm going to go ahead and back.
Yeah.
As soon as I get myself together, blind, wretched, miserable, naked, no, I didn't say no good. They didn't say that. I'm misquoting. Is that fair? I'm going to say poor, wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. Amen. I'm going to misquote it. Don't say that. See, that's how humans are. Amen. So you say with the words that you can't go wrong. Amen. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. In other words, what God says, I'm going to give you what's pure. I ain't going to give you that fake. Anybody remember when you was young, bought some gold that was fake? And it turned your skin gray. But you was looking good. So you sweat, and then the little green thing came around. It wasn't real. It was fake, but God said, because I made this world, I know this world, buy of me, learn of me. My stuff is gold time, my fire. In other words, I done been through and did it all, amen. I done got the dross off of that stuff. The dross and got came to the top because it's been tried by fire. It got wiped off, and now you got the pure gold of Jesus.
Yeah.
In other words, some of you don't think so. Oh my throw your little face stuff away. Stop walking around like you got A1 jewelry, 24 platinum carat, stuff yourself is fake. Come on now. And what did he say? That thou mayest be what? Rich and white raiment, that thou may be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness does not appear. Anoint thy eyes with eyeglass. You can't even see straight. See, the church so messed up and it made God sick because they can't even see straight. They poor, they blind, they rich. Because we think we got it going on, but we haven't tried Jesus. And we need to get that eyesight. See, God got some eyesight. We talked about that at the cross where I first saw the light. That eyesight to realize, Lord have mercy, we like Isaiah. Remember when Isaiah got the call to go to the ministry? He said, woe is me. I am a what? Oh, man. What did he say? Rest on himself? What did he say? He said, I don't want to misquote it. Let's go to Isaiah. He gets a sick cancer. Oh, my God. Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up. He said, oh, my goodness. And I thought I had it going on. And Isaiah 6 said, in the year King Uzziah died, I also what? Saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and what? Lifted up. And his train what? Filled the temple. Above it stood several seraphim. Each one had six wings. And twain he covered his face. And with twain he covered his feet. And with twain he despised. One cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his what? Glory. And the post of the doors moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Isaiah got a picture of that and look at his face go. Come on. Thought he had it going on. You know how we get anybody ever got the mirror? That's pretty cool. In verse 5 he said, then I said, woe is me. He said, woe is me. He said, I am undone because I am a man of what? Unclean lips. And not only am I undone, he said, and I dwell in the midst of a people with what? Unclean lips. He said, not only am I so jacked up, but everybody else around me is what? Jacked up. And ain't nobody got no corner on the market to mess up. He says, for my eyes have what? Seen the King, the Lord of what? Of hosts. How am I going to get ready? How am I going to get ready? How am I going to be the church that you want me to be? God said, you need to get some clean up. You need to get some clean up for me. He told Isaiah, this is one of the servants, seraphim from me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken off the tongs of the altar. He laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched my lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin heard. This is what God is talking about. You need to buy old things. You need to have eyes. You need to stop sinning. You say, well, wait a minute. I thought you said my sins were forgiven. Yes, your sins are forgiven, but you still can sin because you live in this stuff. Look at somebody. I still live in this stuff. And they're living this flesh. So what do I do? 1 John 1:9 says, if you what? Confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So sinners, amen, can be forgiven and we can be brought back in the right relationship with God. But when you look at verse 19 in this is God rebuking us. In Revelation 3:19 says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Your mama ever told you that when she beat you up? That it hurt me more than it hurt you?
Yep.
And you getting a thumping? Some of it hit me with a fist in the back. It wasn't no, she got me one time with a coke hanger. Got me one time with an ironing board cord. And she hit me. She hit me like you know, a little hit. She hit me like she was hitting a man. Amen. Later on, they have ministries to learn how to hit people the Bible. But when she was raising up, she didn't bear the rock. Amen. She might have said, boy, you got embarrassed me like you ain't got no good sense. And then she hit the hard thing. You understand me? Huh? 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 She rap came from mama. Huh? Ha, ha, ha. Hey, go ahead. But we got to understand that God is going to chasten us because he loves us and he wants us to repent. And this is the verse I wanted to get to. All those folks that don't know God like that, anybody got their butt whooped by God? God, what's your butt? You know you got your butt whooped. Lord have mercy. Amen. And don't act right. You ain't did your thing. You acted like you was lukewarm. And God's like, I got your lukewarm. You ever had your father tell you that? I got your what? You tell my father what? He said, oh, I got your what? And what right on that what? B-U-T. Amen. Amen. I got boy, I did this, I did this, I got this. You need to get your behind and do what you need to do. Right? So this is the verse we want to hear. And we need to spread to those, especially when we're going back to school. We need to sign revival. I'm talking to preaching. Amen. We need to sign revival while kids are in school. They need some bread. They need some covering. Amen. And they need some forgiveness. And the church is supposed to be there. And so when Jesus says this in verse 19, he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous, therefore, and repent. He's talking to the church. Get it right. Get it right. So what does he say in verse 20? He says, behold, I stand at the door of what? Any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in into him and will sup with him and eat with me. He goes in and closes out. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sit down with my Father in his throne. Come on now. King of glory throne, the Son's throne. I won't be sitting at the throne. And in verse 22, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto us. The church. In other words, he made it clear this chastisement, this rebuke came to the what? Church. Why is it, Dr. Sang, nobody thinks that the church is supposed to be rebuked? Don't get mad. See that beat. Right? So here we are with a rebuke. Need to get either hot or cold. We need to get to a place, amen, where we realize we need to try and do it God's way because our way is jacked up according to what the Word of God says, right? And we need to share with people, amen, the remedy, amen, to this off-chainness that they got going on. She's killing people, shooting up churches, shooting up churches. Some people did shoot up the church, shooting up the school, shooting up everywhere. Because they don't know the alternative. They don't have an alternative. The alternative is the gold that's tried that's going to make you rich. In other words, Jesus is the alternative that will make you rich toward God. Rich in your life to fulfill. But the problem is, this is the problem, is we don't know how to let the beast go. We can't let it go. Nah, man, nah. We got to be able to let it what go. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, third chapter.
like Matthew 18:10. And Jesus saw these 10 followers, and he is letting us know, in order for us to live in harmony and peace with each other, is we have to learn how to what? Let it what? But the thing is, you got to have Jesus on the inside to be able to do it. In other words, you have to have visited that fountain. That's what I'm talking about, revival. Revival is there to preach and teach and praise the people. Today, in order for you to remedy the shootings, the killings, the murders, and all of that stuff in the world, you got to get straight with the Word of God inside of you so you can have the Word and the power of God, the richness of God, to be able to minister to someone, amen, and not get mad and be wanting to shoot them all the time. Have we got it with it? So what happens is, once you get to that fountain, once you got cleansed of blood, now what happens is you need to understand that God is with you all the time. Let's look at Matthew 18, verse 18. And it says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What shall be loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And in other words, once you learn God's word, once you have God's word with you, what happens is when you begin to start operating in his word, and you know how to apply his word to that situation, it's going to be done just the way the word of God says, because you have the word in you. You know, wait a minute, how do I have the word in you? Let's look what he said. Go back to verse 16. He said, but if you will not hear, then take the one or two or more, that the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And if you neglect to hear it, tell it unto the church. But if you neglect to hear the church, let it be unto thee and the heathen and the publican. But you got to try it the word of God says. He's verily saying to you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done them of my Father which is in heaven. In other words, the key to getting the will of God together is the word of God by the people that are gathered together on one accord, speaking and doing the word of God. That's the solution. And he said, well, where's God? And he says in verse 20, this is the key. He says, for where what? Two or three are gathered together what? In my name. He says, I in the midst of it. So the key is knowing the word of God, having been cleansed from the blood, having God with you, present with you, getting together with two or three on one accord. And Jesus said, when two or three are together, I'm in the midst. Now you can deal with the situation. The situation is, I've been wrong. So Peter came to him in verse 21, Dr. Lindsay said, then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him till seven times. In other words, this is hard stuff. Shall I only do it seven times? So it said in the word seven times, and Jesus said, nah, you need to concentrate, focus on what I'm saying. He said, Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until what? 70 times 7. This is the conflict resolution part of church. And the conflict is, folk don't know Jesus. And if they don't know Jesus, they can't resist the flesh of wanting to have their way and shooting up people. But if the church comes together, stop being lukewarm, be hot and cold, use what Jesus says to you. Get on one accord, two or three have gathered in his name, he's in the midst. Then we can resolve these things and not get wind in our jaw and upset when it doesn't go our way right away. You ever seen a 2-year-old get mad because he ain't get his way? Everybody in the world been 2 years old, okay? 89, 90, you still act like 2 years old when you can't have your what? Wait. But Jesus said to the church, go out there, get on one accord, use my word, help these people in this world to realize that Jesus is the way. And you can be forgiven. You got people talking about, I can't forgive. No, I can't forgive. I can't forgive. Okay, well, we can't wait to come to the blood covered, this white covered table. And one of the things Jesus left on record for us to do, and Paul explained it, and he says, and this is my blood that was shed for the remission of sin. A new covenant in my what? Blood. And as often as you drink it in remembrance what? Of me. So what did he do? All of us sitting there guilty as sin. Right? He gave us everything, gave us his word. He said, don't do that, because you do that, you're going to die. Right? We did it what? Anyway.
Yeah. Sure did.
He could got an attitude to some money. He could got an attitude to, oh, y'all gonna die, go ahead. Jesus out. But because he has love, because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him would not perish but have every life. But because he has the love of God, because God is love, he was able to have some conflict resolution. In Genesis 3rd chapter, he put a plan in action to bring us back into a proper relationship with God. Right after Adam and Eve sinned, he put a plan in action. I love them so much, they chuckle here, chuckle here. How many times you forgave your kids, you're going to knock their block off. Amen? Kids, and you told them, don't do this, and they did it anyway. Amen? You could have been the hard-head, chucklehead kid. Your parents specifically told you, don't do X, Y, and Z. Soon as they gone, what do you do? X, Y, Z, A, B, and C. But if they are true parents, they loved you, they might have whooped your behind, amen. They might have got upset with you, but if they still loved you, amen, they didn't take kid kicked out of the house. That's the kind of love Jesus had, and that's the kind of love we had. So all of us sitting there guilty of sin, right? And Jesus just dropped the mic on me, all y'all going down. But he loved us so much that he looked past our what? Saw our what? Me.
Yeah.
Went to Calvary's cross, hung, bled, and died, amen. Rose, was buried, and rose again on the third day so that we could have the right what? To eternal life. He ascended to heaven, amen. He led captivity captive, amen, and ascended to heaven. And the record declares, when the fullness of time comes, he's going to crack the sky, the dead in Christ will rise first, and we that remain shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to be ever with the Lord. All because he forgave us of our sin. But the problem of the world is we don't want to forgive nobody for nothing. Don't fight next door to each other, throwing bombs at each other, amen, right over top of a nuclear power plant in Europe. If one mistake goes wrong, one person ain't going down. If the wind blow this way, y'all going to die, radiator. If the wind blow that way, y'all going to die. Who going to win? Ain't going to be nobody left. Because I'm mad with you, and you mad with me. Let's throw bombs at each other. Who going to be left? So the church, Dr. Lindsay, has got to get involved with going out there and preaching that word. I know we don't want to go out there in the heat. We don't want to go out there in the fall, in the winter. We don't want to go. Lord have mercy. Virtual made it easy. Lord have mercy. I ain't got to go out my house. I ain't got to change my clothes. I can get the word. Amen. And he ain't worried. I don't even have to see my neighbor. I put my mask on and just wave. COVID, hey, how you Amen. But the church has got to go and tell somebody about the good. We can't just watch. You don't watch this on the news. Oh, Lord, this terrible distraction. Oh, my God. Look, oh, my God. Oh, my. That's terrible. Oh, they shouldn't be doing. They shouldn't. They should. So what are you going to do about it, man? What you doing about it, sister? Jesus said we need to go to all the earth and preach the gospel. The good news that you can be forgiven. And he told Peter, he said, no, Peter, 7 times ain't enough. 7 times, 70. In other words, you can't give up. You got to keep preaching that word. You got to keep preaching somebody. You got to keep going out there and telling somebody, don't kill him, don't shoot him, don't murder her, don't do that. You can't do that because it ain't going to be profitable to anybody. Because if you don't end up killing yourself, somebody's going to kill you or you're going to end up dead for the rest of your life. What is it profit? Now, if you have kids, your kids ain't got no daddy, ain't got no mom. Locked up, you gotta go see him in prison. What is it? All you had to do is say, yeah, he said that thing kind of stuck me out. Maybe look bad, but I'm still alive. He was the past my fault. So tell her. They receive, you know, and give, not give, not, you know, thank God. Yeah. Amen? Nah, man. Sure, they gonna disrespect me like that, man. Nope. Ain't gonna curve me like that. I grew up in the 80s, man. People get killed over a little piece of rock, crack cocaine. But I remember those people selling people soap. Sell somebody some soap in there every night. It was murder capital of the world. They would walk people on 295. They would walk people up and on 295 into the woods and shoot them in the head. Over a rock. Okay. People robbing their grandmother and their social security check to get a rock. Okay. So my question is to us, are we going to be lukewarm or are we going to be hot or are we going to be cold? Same thing with voting. Amen. You can't complain about nothing if you don't go out there and exercise your franchise. Close your mouth, go somewhere and sit down. Amen. And look at all these folks that went on before, especially people of color, and died and gave up so much for us to be able to have the right to go to the poll. So he gonna sit down and complain, I ain't doing this, I ain't seeing nothing, you ain't. What you gonna do, man? What you gonna do, sister? Amen. I know this ain't the sermon. Nobody wanted to hear this. That Lord, I'm very one. Oh, and this pastor gonna tell us we need to revive our Bible all school year long. Oh my gosh. How in the world are we gonna have a revival all school year? Well, God said, I gave you a pandemic. You gave the rest for these 2 years. How many had church in your pajamas? Don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand in your flip-flops. Don't raise your hand. That Bible study with your flip-flops on. Come on now. Y'all got with me? We got enough energy now for 2 years. We bet you wrong. Amen. Got all the shots. Everybody got shots and shots and more shots. And we got more shots coming. Amen. We going to be outside. Amen. So what's wrong with us, Laodiceans? What's wrong with us, Laodiceans? Are we making God sick? Or do we got some revival left in us? Do we got some revival left in us? Oh, So when the shooting goes down and the problems go down, we say we're preaching and teaching the word of God, telling them about what they should be doing according to the word of God, how to get the word of God, how to be filled with the word of God, how to keep God present in your life, how to forgive 7 times 70, how to have conflict resolutions, how to pray, how to help each other out, how to love each other and love God. But who are they going to hear from? Jesus said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are what? If it ain't but you,
right. Right.
He said where two or three are gathered in his name. Now you make one.
Uh-huh.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit make four.
Come on.
So you always got more than enough. Have I got a witness? Ain't no excuse. He said, when two and three are gathered, he said, I'm in the midst. I made one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Made three plus one, made four. We can hold up that corner. We can hold everybody hold up a corner. And the thing is, Jesus knows, amen, we're going to get weak. He's going to help us out. Hold that corner up. But what's the excuse? Laodicea, what's the excuse? And he said, he who has an ear, hear what the Spirit says, what? At the church. Now, what pastor says? Now, I'm going to quote me all my crazy stuff, amen. But I'm talking about what the word of God says. Amen? To the church. So, you'll be hearing from me about this revival during the school year. Amen. Don't know how often we're going to do it. Amen. But we're going to do it, amen. And we're going to tell people, amen, how to love each other, forgive each other, how to spirit God inside of each other, and love, amen, conquers a multitude of sins, amen. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life, and preach and teach that word, amen, and watch the community change around you. Amen. But we just sit here, well, it ain't but a handful of us. If you got four, I got four in my group, you got four in your group, you got four in your group, you, we need four in my group. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in you?
Yeah.
There's four in your group. Hey, man, there's four in your group. And one of them is the Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord was mighty and was fast. Huh? What? And Jesus rose on the third day with what? All power what? In his hand. Amen. And the Spirit says, not by power, not by might, but my spirit what? Says the Lord. So you got three powerhouses. And then it came in power with you, amen, to be able to carry out what the Spirit of the Lord says for you. Power. We got some Holy Ghost swag power. Amen. To be able to go out there and tell somebody, man, you ain't got to be shooting up the world. Not if they got more per capita guns than anybody placed in the world. And have the audacity to say all the money, in God we trust. It should be in Smith and Wesson we trust. In Glock we trust. And Beretta, we trust. All them revolvers and guns, that's what we trust. God, look at your money. What does it say? In God, we trust. Negro, please. I'm sorry. We gotta get the lay on your feet. What? Stop making God see. Silent. Stop making God sick. Stop making God sick. Amen. Oh, there might be someone here today that knows Jesus in the brief body of this. That's what we got to get out. So what we do in church, these same choices that we make. And you got to make that choice. Amen. It's not going to happen by itself. The Spirit of God is here willing to save you right now. It's just when we say he stands at the door and knocks, Amen. You got to open the door.
Yeah.
He's not going to kick it either. But you got to make the choice to open the door and let him in. Amen. And that's what we're going to be preaching during our lives. Amen. We're going to be preaching that. And we're going to be praying that God would have an effect on people, that they will open the door. He will come and he will change their lives. Amen. But you got to make the choice. Choices that we make, choices that we make, will be eternity. Life is filled with choices, and we all must make choices, but the choices that we make, choices that we make will eternity. Choices, choices, what are your choices? Choices, choices, what are your choices? Will you choose? Will you choose the Lord today? Surrender now. Let him have his way, but the choices that we make, choices that we make, will eternity. Choices that we make.
God, we are grateful to God for that old rugged cross and that time that we were able to make a choice to trust in my faith, amen. So we're going to continue to pray and ask God, amen, to give us that boldness, and we would not be like the Laodicean church that makes God sick, that we will be hot and cold. We will know how to apply heat, and we will know how to apply cold, but we would be lukewarm. Amen. All right. We are now ready to go into our communion service. And I'm going to ask Reverend Knight and Reverend Lindsay to prepare to lead us in our communion service. We want to say our church covenant. Amen. I'm going to ask Reverend Knight to say our church covenant. And we're doing things a little different. Amen. We're back in the building, virtual, and doing a whole bunch of things at the same time. Thank God for that, amen, church covenant. And so when we read our church covenant, what it is we're making a promise between God and each other, amen, that we'll do the things of God. And look at the church covenant. It all lines with God's word and what we should be doing in the church. I'll be like the Laodicean.
Amen. Let us read together. Having been led as we believe by the Spirit of God, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, we do now in the presence of God, angels and his assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ. We engage, therefore, by the aid of the Holy Spirit, to walk together in Christian love, to strive for the advancement of this church in knowledge, holiness, and comfort, to promote its prosperity and spirituality, to sustain its worship, ordinances, discipline, and doctrine, to contribute cheerfully and regularly to the support of the ministry, the expenses of the church, the relief of the poor, and the spread of the gospel through all nations. We also engage to maintain family and secret devotion, to religiously educate our children, to seek the salvation of our kindred and acquaintances, to walk circumspectly in the world, to be just in our dealings, faithful in our engagement, and exemplary in our deportment, to avoid all tattling, backbiting, and excessive anger, to be filled with the Spirit and not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, and to be zealous in our efforts to advance the kingdom of our Savior. We further engage to watch over one another in brotherly love, to remember each other in prayer, to aid each other in sickness and distress,
to cultivate Christian sympathy and feeling and courtesy and speech, to be slow to take offense, but always ready for reconciliation, and mindful of the rules of our Savior to secure without delay. We move and engage that, and we will move from this place. We will, as soon as possible, unite with some other church where we can carry out the spirit of this covenant and the principles of God's word. Amen.
So this is what we're talking about. So during school year revival, we want to have a copy of this covenant. It teaches people how to deal with each other. How we should be dealing with each other. And we want to build on that. Because a lot of times people just need a little encouragement. You know how it is sometimes when you're fired up and you just need somebody to tell you, look, let it go, chill out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, chill out.
Same thing with the females, amen?
Yeah.
You know, somebody has said something to your man.
Oh,
you ready to. Y'all don't grab hair no more. Y'all take this stuff off. Grab hair. Chill out, right? Just chill out. It's not this serious. And so that's what we gotta teach our community. But we have to exemplify this ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be in the church fucking people. We gotta earn it ourselves and teach someone else. And we gotta do it the whole school. You talk about bad, bad. We gotta do it the whole school.
Mm-hmm.
The whole school year. That's a long time.
Yep.
That's a long time, but that's a long time for our children to be in school. Amen. We gotta do something to change the atmosphere, the attitude towards families. I hear teachers all the time about it. Kids all the same, but the parents are worse than kids.
Mm.
Somebody shout hallelujah right now.
Amen.
Hey, parents worse than kids. How you expect kids to act like, right? Amen. The parents acting worse than they. Amen. So we have to make a concerted effort all year long, school year long, amen, to bring this calmness, the church covenant, and be slowly take offense. Right? Slow to anger, slow to take offense, but always ready for what?
Reconciliation.
Right? That's what we're supposed to be doing, right? But it's going to take us to set the example and lead by example. It's up to us, amen, to say, chill out. Let it go. Cool. Squash. It don't mean nothing. Amen. You're going to make the wrong decision. It's going to mess up your whole life. Amen. And then mess up your family's life. Let it go. I had my first cousin, amen. Transaction went wrong. He spent the rest of his life in prison. He died in prison. Went to prison as a young man. Died in prison as an old man. Over $100. I think it was $100 transaction. They didn't try to get him out of it. Money can't get you out of this. That's an old thing for family life. Everybody's affected. It's just sad. Over, I mean, $100 transaction. It's crack cocaine day. $100 transaction. And when he was in jail, he had to do some other stuff to end up committing another murder in jail. What does it mean? What does it mean, church? What does it mean? If I'm dead and you dead, what does it mean? What is the proof? What do you get back? What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What should a man exchange for his soul? This is the message that has to come from the church. To get like, what does life mean?
What does it mean? 17-year-old boy is like ruined. Ruined. And every night you hear that pop, 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 pop. Somebody's life is ruined. I mean, every night. And daytime, you right? And it don't matter if you're in a rich neighborhood or the poor neighborhood. Because we don't seek reconciliation. And we don't have care and love for one another. But we don't have any revival 2 years long. So y'all get ready. So in the year, y'all be ready on some of it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, and we thank you, God, for allowing us to come again to this white-covered table. Oh, God, and this fourth one is the year of our Lord, 2022. So, God, we don't take it for granted. You allowed us to get this far. And so, God, we pray that you would bless these elements. Bless the bread that symbolizes your body that was broken. Bless this fruit of the vine that symbolizes your blood that was shed in the midst of us. That's all in Jesus' name. I said, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. Oh, it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me. I know it was the blood. 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 Oh, me, one day when I was lost, Jesus died on the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. I know it was, oh yeah, I know it was. But if you have that Holy Spirit, you have someone teaching,
honestly working with. I'm coming to you, sir. You don't come with one service. Don't come to me. That's all your friends. That poor son. Tell all your friends. You can't come to one service. You're coming to you, sir. Don't come. Amen. You saved and take to you the same day. What did you get better, sir? That's just what ain't saying nobody.
Mm. Mm. Come on.
That's just been saved nobody. If you believe in your heart, confess in your mouth, the Lord Jesus, then you shall be what? Saved. Is any baptism in there like that? Believe in your heart, confess in your mouth?
Right?
To identify with Christ, amen, that's the initiatory right of water baptism, an outward expression of what's going on the inside, amen? Outward, amen? Jesus didn't baptize anybody. Hey, go look it up. Anybody better than anybody? But there was a fella on the cross. Right? Two thieves on the cross. One said, I will, and one said, I won't.
Mm.
Amen. Jesus said, today you will be with me what? In paradise. He gives that off the cross and takes you back down. You got people. You got people that are dragging people out of hospitals. Into like pool areas in the hospital, and baptizing people on the ICU, just on life support.
Come on,
don't be, you ain't gonna be saved. You ain't get baptized. Come on, man, really? Amen. Suppose you're on an airplane, amen. And you accept Jesus before that joker went back. Huh? You say, well, don't crash yet. Hold on a second. If you do, go into some water right there, then we're not going to die until we crash into the water. I'm just being real. But this is, I'm serious about this. This is why we have to go and teach this stuff. We'll teach you all kinds of things. Off the wall, crazy, don't make sense stuff. Amen? But we're doing this in remembrance of them. Some folks say this is going to turn into blood, and some say this is going to turn into flesh. I've been teaching that too. I'm just telling you. Amen. It's often not been taking communion, it ain't turning to blood. And this didn't turn to flesh. You say, I'm doing something wrong. He said, do it in remembrance of him. In other words, it's a symbol of remembrance. Remember his body and his blood. Amen. Night before Jesus was betrayed and died in his life. He observed Passover for the past. He took bread and he break it. He said, this is my body, which is both of you. All of it in remembrance of us eat together. In like manner, he took the cup and said, this is my blood and shed in which the sin, my blood of the New Testament, of the drinking, and remember the letters of heaven. But we do this in remembrance of him. So the record did not indicate that they had a benediction. When they went out to the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn, they go out. And make sure you don't make God sick. And we'll sing our song.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.